Carnival World, Chapter 58. Less than an hour passed. Both Maleks returned. Jazz said, "The battle has concluded. We are almost finished with our tasks. Tell your commander Zales, and Bull the Sino-Sheriff, that the leader of this group of monster men was an ancient hobgoblin elite. Not the dumb brutes that contemporaneously wander Carnival World. Garou was one of the highly intelligent ones designed by the original Atlanticians to fight." Malik Jazz offered a quick side glance at Mystica. They were especially designed to battle Nordic elf super soldiers who once fought for the Lord Most High and his unique son. The Nordic super elves did not join the Dark Angel, who styles himself the Grand Architect of the Multiverse. He is also known as the Dark Commander Prince, nor did they ally with his symbiotic pawn and host, the ruler of the ancient planet of Rehab, once located in the ancient Earth system called Sol. He, the ancient elite hobgoblin Garou Gaston, did not wear a master collar. He wore the same collar as the others. Removed from the suspended animation chambers, Garou had recently resumed his manservant position in service of his fallen angel master. That leader, Master of Garou, was only an officer of the Dark Commander Prince. That leader, still hidden in a neutral zone, had been punished for his part in Zilzaga's Monster Men War of 1,000 years hence. That entity, the cosmocratic ruler over Gaston, was, long ago, judged by the Lord Most High. Gaston's master lost his physical body for 1,000 years, and has recently regenerated. The angel looked toward the center of the temple, then turned back so quickly that few present noticed or made the connection. He continued, "That entity, who has the master collar, is now in a neutral zone, and unless he leaves that zone, according to the law of the Divine Council, we can only monitor him. As of yet, he, the lieutenant of the Dark Commander Prince, does not remember who he was formerly, but within a century at most, he will." Garou Gaston, when the other Maleks brought him in chains before the throne room of the Divine Council at the end of the battle, confirmed our suspicions. His master's wish to reclaim this ancient temple for the Dark Commander Prince was more instinct than strategy. Jazz paused his discourse. Jed continued, his emerald eyes darkening. "Enough fine conversation. Now on to more important teachings. We ask you not to pray to us. Please do not even meditate or think too much about us. We are merely servants of the Lord Most High and Yeshua Jesus. Some of you here call him Creator and his son Yesu, or Yeshua Yesu. We were designed to be much more powerful than humans or cryptids. Not so we can draw your attention away from the Lord Most High, but so that we can be of great and exemplary service in the work of our Master's kingdom. What we did today, if you are grateful, that is fine. But if you want to think about someone, think of the Lord Most High and his unique son, Jesus. While we are ministering servants, we rarely reveal ourselves. In former times, on various planets, there were those of our kind who rebelled. Those foolish ones wanted the praise that only belongs to the Lord Most High and his Son. Also keep in mind, continued Jed, that while Jesus only died for mankind on Earth, not all of those men are on Earth, and may even live in different time zones than where they were born. Many races had the choice of serving the Dark Commander Prince or the Lord Most High. You can't serve both at the same time, either. The same gospel that is preached to humans can be preached to all creatures, as is written in the Book of Mark. Some creatures, for example, a Nordic elf, technically cannot accept Christ in the same way as an Earth human. Does that mean the Lord Most High, or his Son, will ignore them or treat them as second-class subjects if they honor and desire to serve him? No. The Lord Most High and his unique Son are too honest, too fair, and too wise. For those who desire to serve him, who are not earth humans, we say they join his alliance. And if they do, they are just as blessed and protected as Christian men and women from earth. But beware, dear friends, not all entities who are not human are fallen angels or demons. There are many evil entities, both mundane and supernatural, that exist. And while they are not demons or fallen angels, who are not synonymous, they can be either influenced or possessed by and serve the dark kingdom in either capacity. For example, the wolfmen we fought today, angels or malics call them hellhounds. Bard here calls them jackal heads. There are many kinds, and the ones here on Carnival World are much stronger and heal faster than the ones who exist on Earth. And of course, on Earth there are wild hellhounds and cloned or DNA-modified government super-soldier dogmen. They may look alike, but they are as different as direwolves and golden retrievers. Jed looked at Bard directly again, but then looked away. There are those on Earth who practice a subclass of witchcraft. Those dark shamans, male or female, use bone powders and skin alchemy to shape change or create metaphysical toxins. They may look like a hellhound, they are not. And of course, that type of human, depending on the ingredients used, can transform into a wide range of evil creatures. Deer men, bear men, otter men, wolf men, hodags, human doppelgangers, just to name a few. There is another type of creature we call a realm jumper. They are an energy form entity that transforms either into an 8-foot-tall werewolf or vampire of like stature. While they may look like a hellhound or a vampire, they are neither. Yes, there are many varieties of hellhounds and even more kinds of other dark creatures. Beware of them. Jazz interjected. And of course, there are minor hellhounds, smaller hyena or wolf or dog creatures who are rarely bipedal and come in natural and supernatural forms. Here and on Earth, there are, for example, chupacabra creatures. Big J, Jorge, and Gomez anxiously formed the sign of the cross. Jazz continued, the real chupacabras are reptilian in nature. Many people call a minor hairless hellhound a chupacabra or a blue dog. Technically, the canine variety is a minor hellhound, but so many people have conflated the two species that either name works after a fashion in general cryptid discussions. Malik Jed commandeered the discussion. Most of you will never see us again. And once again, we beg you, do not pray to us or dwell in your thoughts on us. If you want to pray or meditate on someone, please do so to the Lord Most High and His Son. Love and honor past and present saints, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, family, and friends, but only worship the Lord Most High and His Son. Rest now, friends, and prepare for the arrival of Commander Zales. Oh, and the Sino Sheriffs will also arrive within the hour. We promise that you will be safe. There will be no further Hellhound or Sabi attacks. Most of them are dead, but a few who were controlled by their collars and were resisting attacking you, we have removed them to a different place where they will be safe. Malik Jazz has one final task, which will take at least several minutes. After that, when we vanish, rest up, warm under your woolen blankets, drink hot fluids, and wait for Zales. You will be safe. We make that promise to each of you who is present and also visible to the others. Malik Jed continued, oh, by the way, Miss Daphne Kimball, the collars you will examine for Commander Zales have two features. They control the wearer, but they also remove fear. Even though most of you were incapacitated, a natural fear response modified by your devotion to the Lord Most High, the monster men of today's battle were hardly affected by our aura. The wolfmen and Sabi should have been at least slowed by our aura, just as much as you were. They were not. Jazz added, and now for our final task of the adventure. Bard stopped drinking his coffee and looked up at the Malik as he heard his name. Jazz continued, yes, friend, as Orlando Bard says, let the adventure begin.